Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, and we had a call yesterday from one of our callers. Obviously, that's a surprise. We had a call from a caller. We had a call from Legend, and the call literally got picked up by some of the aggregating blogs because he took on the university. He took the case for the University of Tennessee against the NCAA. Really, it's interesting now that it used to be that the host of the show got quoted. Now it's the callers. Legend is next.
Black hat, baby, black hat. You know how us black hat is the man. It's always an honor to be on your show, Paul, and Man, I done got two invitations and two Tennessee quarterback clubs today.
I bet you. Hey, I don't know. Seriously, Legend, I used to, when I was living there, I used to do a lot of those clubs and they were fun. I don't know why you're not, like, booked at all of them. You would be much better. Can you imagine? Who, like, let's say you're the quarterback club in Gadsden, okay? And you're trying to decide who you want. You want Mike Griffith? Or Legend?
Oh, I'm going with
Legend.
Legend.
Bratton or Legend?
Oh, Legend. Without a doubt.
Legend.
You know, and by the way, I'm not going to insult other people that really can't handle the insult. So I started at the top.
Well, let me say this, Paul. My uncle called me today. He said, did you really defend UT last night? I can't believe this. Legend getting soft in his old age. And I told him, I said, sometimes rivals have to put the sticks down when it comes to a monster capable of consuming us all, Paul. And you know as well as I know, we could wake up tomorrow morning and on the Sports Center ticker, they might be 15 allegations against Alabama. You just don't know, Paul. And that's what's wrong with this thing, man. The NCAA is a more corrupt organization than the American Mafia.
Ooh.
I mean, there's no immunity, Paul. I mean, they got all immunity. They got nobody watching over them. I mean, they can do more or less. They can do whatever they want. Ain't that the truth, Paul? They can do whatever the hell they want. Is that
sure
the truth
can.
Or not?
Oh yeah, they have complete and total independence.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. The rule of the jungle is either eat or be eaten. And this corrupt organization is trying to eat programs, man. And I don't appreciate it. They ought to be investigating Texas. Isaiah Bond showed up in a brand new Lamborghini.
No.
After saving a brand new Lamborghini, Paul. Not a Mercedes. Not a Corvette.
What does a Lamborghini go for?
Lamborghini.
I mean, I was looking at one today. I mean, they're expensive, aren't they? How much?
$300,000 to $400,000.
Oh, the guy asked me, he said, I can get you a deal for $350,000, and I said, yeah, they're expensive.
They're expensive.
And by the way, Caleb Downs is not driving anything. You know why?
Why is that?
They drive him.
Yeah. I heard Seth McLaughlin today talking about he wanted to go learn under a new system. Maybe they'll teach him how to stop the damn ball up there.
Yeah,
maybe
he said he went to Ohio State so he could go to the NFL. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah, that ain't going to work there, Seth. And I say this right here, Ohio State's another program. I'm dropping dimes. That's right, NCAA. I'm on the hotline right now. You need to go investigate Ohio State. Urban Meyer's up there in the meat room. How about show them the money? Show them the money. I mean, come on. You got some nerve to point out one school and try to come down on them when we all know there's about 12 brand new SMUs out there on the market right now doing whatever, however, hell the hell ever they need to do to get all the players they could get from whoever the hell they could get them from. And I'm going to throw Auburn in there too, NCAA, on the hotline just because they Auburn. I don't even have to have an excuse. Hey, Paul. Oh, Dalton Connect, another 30-point game last night. That dude's another Larry Bird, eh?
You're right. Sure is.
I want to know this, though. Was the NCAA calling that game last night? I ain't never seen a Tennessee opponent in the penalty with 10 minutes to go in a game, man. I ain't never seen that before. But I had to give South Carolina credit, man. They did something that kind of exposed Tennessee a little bit. When you take Connect, which really didn't have that great of a game, in my opinion, when you kind of take him out of the formula, Tennessee don't really have a second guy to go to. And that might be their Achilles heel right there. But I'll say this about Kentucky. You ain't going to make no deep run in the NCAA tournament. I'm going to tell you why. You ain't got no John Wall point guard over there. The only time Kentucky's ever been great when they had a great quarterback at the point guard that could come down court and say, get out of the Z-man's way, he's got a mismatch. You ain't got nothing but a bunch of two guards with Reeves and Shepherd and several other ones, and you never know who's bringing the damn ball up. I think Calipari has lost his damn mind, in my opinion. Go get you a great point guard and you'll have a chance. Georgia tonight. That's right, baby. Woo, the first play. Alabama, Crimson Tide in the SEC with one loss, baby. Then they go to downtown tonight and beat some dog ass tonight, baby, and take over sole possession of first play. And let me say this to you, NCAA, before I get off. Listen real close. Get up to the microphone. Pull your ear up. This is from all the fans in the nation. F you. Legend has left the building.
Ooh. I didn't hear that. Johnny B is up next.
Yeah, that's good, Legend. Alabama has a Mark Sears from right up here in Northwest Alabama, and I'll put him up point guarding against anybody in the nation. We've been talking about, you know, all this NCAA infractions, and, you know, you never know what they're going to hand down. And Legend mentioned Ohio State, but here's what I think would be funny. What if, as punishment for Ohio State, they were stuck with Bill O'Brien for 5 years as a coach.
And make it longer.
As a center, and Seth McLaughlin center for 3 more years. I mean, 37 bad snaps in a year. I think that came from right off the SEC network. You'd be better with Sarah McLaughlin snapping and playing the piano at halftime, taking up money for pets and stuff.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, I just can't get over it. Oh, Dave must have drank his hair dye or something, because you can't do all that spending that money and then hire Bill O'Brien and then bring in Alabama center as if you're upgrading.
Well said, Johnny B. Thank you very, very much for the call. Let's continue with Fat Dog is up next.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I'm not about any of these issues we've been talking about today, but I love your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Watch it almost every day whenever I get home in time. But anyway, the last couple of days, people have been saying, oh, so-and-so should be banned and blah, blah, blah. Hey, don't ban anybody. I agree. Some of your callers are – I'm not calling anybody out specifically. Some of the callers are idiots. I get that. Some, I think, are drunk. Okay. Some, I think, definitely should be on meds, but they're all hilarious. Leave them. I love them all. They crack me up. I don't agree with them, but they crack me up. Don't get rid of anybody. That's all I wanted to say. And go Dogs. Woof, woof, woof.
Hey, thank you very much. Really good to hear from you. Robbie is up next. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Paul. Actually, it's Robbie's mom, and the reason I wanted to say that, I want to give a shout out to my little boy who's now in heaven. But you were the glue that enabled me to have a conversation with him because of your show. And now that he's passed away, I have a connection through you and your show that makes me happy. So there's
so
that.
Glad
I wanted
to
thank you for that. Thank you. And then I wanted to give a little context. back in the Logan Young era, I think I have a T-shirt somewhere in the closet that says the NCAA sucks in big, bold, crimson letters. And on the back, it says Fat Phil loves to squeal or something like that. I don't remember the circumstances of all that. But anyway, I might have to pull it out. Because
I mentioned that earlier. That was really the beginning of the end of the NCAA. That's the first time a school said, you know what, we're not taking it anymore.
Yeah, and so although I'm a diehard Alabama fan, Alabama graduate, we read the Post Herald when you were there in Birmingham back in when the planet was full of dinosaurs. But what was I going to say? Okay, so that's my context. So I'm a huge Alabama fan, but my son, Robbie, I'm sure he's bowled over laughing with the news about Tennessee. I'm sure he's delighted. However, his mother, me, I am in full solidarity with the University of Tennessee and Dondre Plowman. Is she aptly named or what? Plowman, you plow that field. You stick it to him. But here's my concern about her, and I don't believe I've heard this yet on the show. I hope that the NCAA doesn't come out as more of a bully, as more of an instigator than they already are because of her gender. I fear that her letter, perfect as it was, might be seen as some sort of female hysteria, which hopefully it won't be. But anyway,
I think it's an interesting comment, but I think today, I don't think Dondre Plowman is going to have any problems because she was widely praised, I know from this perch, for doing it the other way with Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, she threw that guy literally out the door. And as quickly, a lot of programs would not have done that. They would have stuck it out because he was still as goofy as he was. It wasn't losing him that hurt. It was the fact that by bringing the attention of the NCAA investigation, all these players from Tennessee departed. And, you know, it was also the end of Philip Fulmer. So I think she has enormous credibility.
Oh, and I say, you go, girl. You go, girl. So, yay, Tennessee. This is the first time I've ever said this, but go Vols, okay? And then secondly, changing the subject entirely, I think that it's so entertaining that these males come to you with their need for affirmation, for you to pat them on the head, the aptly named I man. I is his favorite pronoun. He brings that to you. Please pat me on the head. But the worst of all is Jim from Tuscaloosa. I just, you know, God bless him. I mean, for real. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And thank you most of all for all you've done to help me remember my son in a positive way. And roll tide, man. And Legend, I love you, man. I love you. All right. Talk soon.
Hey, I can't thank you enough, and I'm so glad that we can remember your son this way. You be well, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. We head to the break. A few more minutes remaining on a Wednesday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you.
Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Here's the player of the week. Alabama heading to Georgia. Georgia playing a lot better under Coach White. And you heard our friend in my Memphis a minute ago come after I-Man. Other callers have as well. I think you know what that means. I-Man is next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. How you doing? Live from the capital city, the cradle of Confederacy, War Damn Eagle. You know, there's a rumor going around town here. I've had, I don't know, 10 people come up. You got kicked off the Paul Feinbaum show? I get kicked off the Paul Feinbaum show every day. But what did I tell you, Paul? I told you I was going to call you every day for the rest of your natural life. I'm not going anywhere. And you know, this is something that amazes me, these people that talk all this stuff. This is what separates me from those people that make those kind of comments, like that lady and the Peggy's and the Judy's of the world and whoever it is. What separates me from them is I'm a free, independent thinking person. And they are so lock, stock,
free man
and barrel
in Paris,
down,
unfettered and alive.
Absolutely, they're sold out to some golden cow that they worship, and they don't think for themselves. You know, if you come on here and say that Jim is crazy and I-Man is horrible, oh, I agree with you, Paul. I agree. See, they don't even have enough brains in their head to think for a minute. You know, when I come on here, my opinion is, I'm acting just like them. If they're mad, I'm mad. If they're happy, I'm happy. But because I don't agree with them, then I'm all these things that they say, and Jim is, Squirrel is, maybe a handful of others. But I just don't get it. They don't understand what they're listening to here. They are so bound to ask you something, get on the phone with you. You've been asked 100 times since Saban quit. Well, what do you think about Alabama? What do you think about our coach? What do you think about it? I mean, they will be on hold and somebody just ask you that. But they're determined because that's all their focus is. They want to talk. They want to ask Paul Feinbaum what he thinks. And you will tell them the same thing you told the last 1,500 people, and they don't get it. And then this guy, gig him. Who cares what you gig? I'll tell you what, you can't gig.
Well,
this.
You understand that's the saying of the Aggies.
Who cares about the damn Aggies? You know what? I had respect for the Aggie program until they hired Jimbo Fisher. Then I realized all that little saying they got was squash. It's just pure squash. When they hired Jimbo Fisher, forget that little creed they got and all that. To hell with all that.
Oh, man.
I mean,
we got ourselves an angry I-Man tonight.
No, we're not angry. I'm just calling. I'm just talking. And you know, what's wrong with the Aggies right now is they're scared to death of Texas. The eyes of Texas are looking straight at them, and there's nothing they can do. They've been the stepchild of the Longhorns forever, and they're fixing to be again. And that's just the way it is. That's what we've always seen. When A&M and Missouri, I think it was, came into the conference, we all thought A&M would do something, didn't we? We thought A&M would be competitive right up there in the thick of the race. And guess what? It was Missouri. It was Missouri that went to the SEC championship game, what, 2-3 times now? How long?
Twice.
How many
twice. Let's not get carried away.
Twice. How many have the Aggies been to?
They're still looking for their first appearance.
That was a hell of a hesitation there, Paul.
Well, I had to make sure.
I mean, that was a. You had to make sure you know this stuff off the top of your head. Paul, when are you going to write a book? And I mean, this is what the SEC.
No more books. I'm done with that.
You know where all the bodies are buried.
Well, that's why I'm not. I was thinking about one a couple of years ago, and I was reminded that my body will be in there with the rest of the bodies.
Yeah, but that'd be somebody else's book.
I thought that Zippo lighter wasn't worth the risk.
That Zippo lighter, now we're back to the Zippo. I mean, you know, after all these calls and all these things that people have said about me, I really do feel
hey,
like
but the question I'm in isn't whether I've already written a book. When are you going to write a book?
I'm going to write a book about this show. And I'm going to get John Talltrey from AL.com to help me on this.
You really should, because he's an excellent writer. Hey, do you remember that guy who did a book about 15 years ago on the show?
Oh, yeah. It was like for 2 hours of the show. It just kind of came in.
Yeah, I mean, this is a true story. The name of the book was, what was the name of the book? Great Call.
I can't remember.
Because
Great Call.
Because I there was a time when no matter how bad the call was, I would end the call by saying, great call. I don't do that anymore. And this guy came down to see me. He said he was writing a magazine article. I spent about 45 minutes with him, and he did a book. And it was all about the callers, and including you, I mean, as you remember.
Yeah, I believe so. I talked to him on the phone, I think.
Oh, yeah. His name was Tom Ward.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, the only reason
exactly
I know that,
right.
I've got about 1,000 of those books in my attic right now that I'd like to unload.
You're still
would you like
to
them?
Sell? Great call. Yeah, well, you know, we could autograph all
anybody
those
that wants a Christmas present, great call. Just call us.
Here's what you do, Paul. You get those books and you ship them around to several of us, and we autograph them, give them to Peggy and Brenda and Judy, and a few of those other unfortunate people who barely, you know, they've been on hold. They've been calling for 15 years. And you know, that's another thing about these people. I've been calling you for years, Paul. They're going to ask you that same question they meant to ask you 15 years ago. And you just kind of roll your eyes. You know, people, sometimes you just have to look at Paul. Watch his mannerisms when the screen goes back to him and he's looking down at he's looking to his right. And what you're doing is you're looking at that caller board. And you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, Paul's a pretty sharp guy. He sees all this right in front of him. And he's thinking, nope. Let's roll the dice on this one. Can you hear me, Paul? Can you hear me? Click. That's what he's doing. Watch his eyes, people, and you will understand a little bit more. But see, that's what you don't get. You don't get this show. You never got it. I mean, you can't even go to the store and buy this and give it to Mommer unless you're some guy. What's that guy's name? Mommer, I'm on TV. I'm drinking beer and peeing in the toilet. I'm on Paul Feinbaum. Come watch. You know.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we are back. Final 30 minutes of our program, and William is up next from Maryville. Hey, William.
Hey, hello, Paul. How are you?
William from Maryville.
Did I lose you?
Hey there.
Paul, hey there. I wanted to comment on what Ralph Russo said, because I take a little bit of issue with it. When he said that, the NCAA was just trying to rein in the Wild West. Well, you know, Paul, when you've created chaos in a relationship, you better solve it with a carrot, not with a stick. And, you know, the NCAA has created or allowed all this chaos to be created, and they can't come in and then start punishing people. And, you know, the whole notion of an ex post facto rule or regulation or law is inherent that, you know, if you don't have intent to violate a rule or a regulation that you're subject to, you shouldn't later be punished for it because somebody says, well, you should have realized that this was a bad thing. And, You know, I think Tom Mars in his response for Spire last night raised a very good point, and that's that, you know, the collective contracts with the athletes are third-party contracts, not subject to NCAA jurisdiction. And all of a sudden, the NCAA is coming in and saying, you know, we're going to interfere with this contract. And I think their biggest smokescreen is in their comment, which they said, well, everybody, all the members agree that NIL should be an inducement to signing with a particular school. You know, that just belies common sense, Paul. It is an inducement. No athlete worth his or her salt is going to walk into a situation and not know what their NIL parameters could be. And as long as the NCAA avoids the realities of the economy and market demand and sets up these little fictions, I think they're going to lose. And I think they deserve to lose. They can't read the room right, Paul.
So I'm curious what you thought of the NCAA's reaction, which was more in keeping with their current mode, but still unusual.
Well, you know, but they said, well, we don't normally talk about litigation, but, you know, we all our members support this and support that. And I don't believe that's true, especially at the elite levels. And I don't believe that the realities of the economic model for NIL and college football support that. And, you know, you can't just say, well, you know, we're going to come in now and try to void all of these contracts between these collectives and these individuals. They have no jurisdiction to do that. And, you know, if I'm a young person that signed a contract with a collective, I want the collective to pay me regardless of what the NCAA says, Paul. And you know, they've allowed this to happen. The courts have paved the way for it to happen. And like you've said numerous times, under former leadership, they were incompetent. And now it seems like this Baker politician, you know, wants to get on the bully pulpit of the New York Times.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I was the only one who picked up on that. But it's when I have not heard a denial, and I know it's a fact. But when you leak something to the New York Times, that is agenda based. William, you've been in politics. You know why I said that.
Yes, sir. And especially from you're talking about a reporter that's used to covering the Federal Elections Commission is also all of a sudden covering the SEC. And, Baker is just trying to get Congress to act, but I don't think this is the way to do it. And, I am curious why the Commonwealth of Virginia joined in with Tennessee in a lawsuit filed in the Eastern District of Tennessee.
I'm curious. So answer me this, since you're an attorney in that district. In federal court, give us the lay of the land there.
Well, it's going to be assigned probably to a senior judge, and there's very good federal judges, and there's very established rules, and it's going to be at a much higher level than in most state courts as far as the lawyering and the jurisprudence. And it is a judge. It's a lifetime appointment that lives in this community. Now, are they going to try to take it somewhere else? Possibly. I'm not read the lawsuit. I need to try to find it on Pacer. But, I could see a judge looking at the NCAA and saying, you know, you've just gone too far. You're violating basic due process. You're making threats against institutions. And, you know, if anybody out there thinks that they're going to let Tennessee just do this alone, they need to realize that, you know, but for the grace of God, there go I, Paul. I mean, who's next? You know, they've gone after Florida. They've gone after Florida State. And I'm sure they've got a laundry list. And everybody needs to join together.
If you're an attorney general in Georgia, Florida, wherever, how do you get involved in this?
Well, I think you publicly announce you support it. I think, you join in on the briefing. You maybe join in as a party.
Okay.
I've never given that a whole lot of thought, but I do think that the public sentiment is important for the major players in college football to join together and realize that the market's at play now, Paul, because of all these contracts and, you know, people owe these young athletes money, And I don't think the young athletes should, you know, should say, well, we're not, I'm not going to get my money, so I'm just going to forget about it because the NCAA says that, you know, says we did something wrong under a rule that nobody understood, Paul.
Well said. William, thank you very, very much. William calling us from Maryville. Let's check in with Ron in Virginia. Hello, Ron.
Paul, Virginia is for lovers.
Yes.
And we don't love the NCAA.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. It just seems like all of a sudden when a team does pretty good, like Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, go SMU, go way back, Bear Bryant, whatever, they got to come in and throw a wrench in and ruin the whole season. Here's how I feel. Okay, the SEC and the Big Ten are the huge of everybody. I'm talking about money. It's chump change compared to the NCAA. I would like to see the Big Ten and the SEC take all their lawyers and all their money and kick the NCAA out of college football. It's ridiculous. Okay? If a coach gives a recruit a ride on an airplane, who cares? If they buy him a hamburger, who cares? Okay? Just put a salary cap on the NIL and kick the NCAA, Paul, clean out. We don't care. The fan base, Ohio State, Michigan, Tennessee, Alabama, does not give a doggone crap about the NCAA. Those people all need to get a new job, do something else. Thank you for having me on, Paul. Love your show. And roll Tide and go Buckeyes.
AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, it's pretty sad where this sport's gone to over the last three or four years, you know, short period of time. You'd have thought it'd taken years to destroy it, but it happens overnight. But you got, you know what the NCAA stands for, Paul?
I do
non-competent
not.
Ass association. They're a bunch of non-competent ass association. That's all they are. Bunch of big wigs sitting up in there making $600,000 a month salary, logged in over there on Wi-Fi over at Starbucks, waiting on their little girlfriends because their wives won't even be with them anymore because they know how incompetent they are. They hang out down there at Hooters and eat lunch and pick up the girls. Hell, Paul, they can't even govern their own self. How are they going to govern the whole body of football and the whole league all in general? It's not going to happen. It's pathetic. And this is my message to you, bunch of non-competent ass associated idiots. Y'all need to do something. I need to tell you this, okay? All you big wigs sitting in there with your pimp ties on, wake up and smell the damn coffee. Over and out, Paul.
We will do that, over and out, right after this. More phone calls straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And the clock is ticking, and Logan is up next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. I got to make it fast. I just want to say what a great show today. There's some great legal things that I learned. So it's going to be interesting. I don't really know. I don't have anything to say about that because I have no idea really what's going on, just from what you guys have said. But I just wanted to tell you, man, you're on SEC Plus right now, and always when you're on there, I like to talk a little bit about Melo stuff. And I was going to say, man, I need to get you that Neil Young archives subscription.
So I've not heard that. What is it everything that he hasn't? Is it pretty expansive?
It's pretty much everything he's ever done. Okay. And stuff that you've never even heard before, and he adds stuff to it. It's amazing, Paul. Okay. So I wanted to gift that to you, and I think
I'll probably dig it up.
Neil Young fan.
I have not heard. I go through periods when I'm a little bit more pop rock right now than classic. But
are you a Swiftie?
I'm afraid to admit that I am. Yeah.
So is Taylor Swift going to be at the Super Bowl? Do you know?
She told me. I was talking to her last night. She was concerned about this Tennessee thing, so she called me.
Okay. And I'm sure you allayed her fears and said it's okay.
I told her I didn't really have time to talk to her, I'd have Randy call her.
Okay, good. That's nice, man. Randy needs something to do every once in a while. But
Randy is fearless.
Yeah, man. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, the fairy tale. What else can you say, Paul?
I just figured all the guys she's dated, from the Kennedy, Connor Kennedy, to John Mayer, to who was the actor, Guggenhall or whatever his name is.
Gyllenhaal.
Harry Styles. And she ended up with some meathead football player.
Tight end.
Well,
what?
I think all those songs she wrote about sitting in the bleachers and not being the cheerleader, I think it finally got to her.
Yeah. So now she gets to be a cheerleader behind the glass.
She's going
to
do a remake of Toby Keith. How do you like me now?
Yeah. How you like me now? Oh, God, Paul. And, okay, well.
I heard that. I heard that song today. It wasn't like I'm going through the although Toby Keith is a big Oklahoma fan, so I'm starting to get a little more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he definitely is. His music, on the other hand, leaves something to be desired. But
the polite way is he's seen better days. But he's also going through a serious illness right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I think he has stomach cancer.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, damn. Yeah, 2 days in a row,
there's a reason I know all that. We're doing a show in Norman later in the year, so we were. I'm a little bit more geared in than I would normally be on Toby.
Because I haven't heard that. That's interesting. I'm sure it's out there. I just haven't heard it. I don't follow him that closely. Yeah, well, I hope he gets better. That's terrible. I didn't mean to knock him.
Hey, by the way,
bad.
Back to Neil Young.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to Neil Young right now. The needle and the damage done, Logan.
Yeah, that's me. That's the needle that
like
I needed yesterday.
Sun.
Yeah. The damage was done with not eating enough sugar, so it was a low
so
sugar
are you,
thing.
Are
there
you
was
okay
no needle
from,
needed.
From an insulin sugar standpoint now?
Yes, sir. I am great. I appreciate you guys, man. Take care of me, man.
Now that you have your insulin situated, you can go live on Sugar Mountain.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.